The Pentagon says a key suspect in the bombing of the USS Cole has confessed to planning the attack. Waleed bin Attash admitted responsibility for that attack and several others during a military hearing at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Attash is one of 14 men who were transferred to Guantanamo last fall after they were held and interrogated in secret CIA prisons. The government obviously values these sweeping confessions by Attash and by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, but defense lawyers and human rights groups find them worrying, NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
A Pentagon transcript of Attash's brief hearing before a military panel at Guantanamo provides details of three major attacks against the U.S. Attash admitted that he helped purchase explosives that were used in the 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, which left 213 people dead, and for the attack on the USS Cole in October 2000. Attash says he also bought the boat, recruited the suicide bombers, and was with Osama bin Laden when the U.S. ship was attacked in port in Yemen. 17 sailors were killed and 37 injured in the incident. The transcript hints of a stiff, short hearing with little back and forth between the players. Eugene Fidel, a Washington lawyer and president of the National Institute for Military Justice, says he's astonished at the lack of curiosity among the three officers hearing Attash's case.
You'd think that they'd have a million questions for these people, but they don't. In the latest transcript, they have one or two, but there's no follow-up. It's a lack of curiosity that sort of baffles me, really.
The unclassified evidence against Attash is laid out in one very long paragraph, which is read by the court recorder and translated into Arabic for the prisoner. In it, Attash disputes a couple very minor points, but otherwise agrees to the unclassified evidence against him. This is similar to the hearing last week for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He, too, made a broad range of confessions about bombings and other attacks. The detainees are not given lawyers, only government-appointed representatives for these hearings. Wells Dixon, a lawyer with the Center for Constitutional Rights, which represents hundreds of Guantanamo detainees, says the breadth and the seeming ease with which the confessions are made is disturbing.
I think the only question that remains to be asked is whether these confessions were coerced, whether they were the product of torture or coercion, particularly torture that occurred while these men were detained in CIA secret prisons.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed did mention that he was tortured while held in a secret CIA prison, but much of that part of the transcript was censored, and the military panel did not probe the issue. And Mohammed said he was making confessions during his hearing without any pressure or duress. David Rivkin, a Washington lawyer who worked in the Justice Department under President Reagan and the first President Bush, says it could be argued that the detainees have been in prison so long that they don't know what they're doing, but he doubts it.
Let's take people and what they're saying at face value, provided it's corroborated by the facts. There could be a little bit of puffery involved, but fundamentally, these people are telling the truth. And the reason they're telling the truth is because they're proud of what they've done. It fits into the ideological narratives. They think they're doing the right thing.
But the CCR's Dixon says the validity of the confessions needs to be tested.
And the only way that you can tell whether they've made a knowing and voluntary confession is to test those confessions in open court, that is, with an attorney present, with the evidence presented, with the ability to cross-examine.
But these types of hearings do not allow for a full judicial process. They're meant only to determine if the prisoner is a so-called enemy combatant. If that is the determination, then the prisoner can be charged and tried in a military tribunal. The confessions made during these hearings could be handed up to a judge overseeing those trials. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
And you can read the transcript of Waleed bin Attash's confession at npr.org.